I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
So it's $10 for a BJ, $12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
What's a ZJ?
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
I want to know what a ZJ is. Come on. Let's just think about this real quick. A ZJ. It's probably where somebody's tickling your back end and your front end at the same time. I don't know. Zip, zip, zip. Maybe that's the noise that gets made. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. What's up? It's Duff. It's another episode of Duff Uncensored. Yeah, I damaged you. I damaged you so quickly. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. And remember, today's show is presented to you by High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC and MMA, and of course, boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker. You could even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Oh my gosh. Head to betonline.ag right now to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. A lot going on this morning. As I do this, I say this morning, it's actually just afternoon as I'm recording this. And what's funny is I started to record and then my wife starts texting me. She's like, "What do you want for lunch?" And I'm like, doesn't matter, whatever. And then like I go to start recording and then all of a sudden it's another text that says, "Wendy's?" question mark. I'm like, fuck, hold on. Okay, so I respond back. I was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And she usually just orders for me because she knows I'm not picky. I'm not picky like her. Holy God. So I was just like, yeah, whatever. And then I start to record. I'm like 2 minutes in and she's like, "What do you want?" Like, I don't know. A Dave's Double and French fries. How about that? Cool. I appreciate her getting me stuff. She's going to deliver it as we're going through this, I bet. I bet. But it's just funny because I'm like, I don't care. Just get me whatever. I'll shove it in my face, eat it, enjoy it, and then move on. Speaking of, it's funny because I was going to do headlines, but I have so many random headlines. And I'm like, you know what we haven't done in a bit is do some rapid fire.
It's rapid fire.
Say hello to my little friend.
You ready?
Wait. So we're just going to wing it?
There's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
This would make my blood boil. If this has happened to you, I don't know how you're not in prison. Hopefully you're not in prison because of this. Well, hopefully you're not in prison in general. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. sorry. Don't do bad things. Don't go to prison. Blah, 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 blah. A passenger refused to deplane after, get this, getting double booked. I don't know how I would respond to this. If I bought a ticket, like in this guy's case, he bought it like a couple months ago. He's like, I'm going to get on my plane. and then shows up, they get him on the plane. That's where I'm like, how does that even happen? Shouldn't they have stopped him at the gate, be like, whoa, hold your horses, partner. You're going to have to go talk to somebody else because we're essentially kicking your ass off. How'd they let him get on the plane? He goes to sit down. There's somebody in there. They show him the ticket. They're like, they have the same seat number. What the fuck is going on, airlines? This is like day one shit. You guys have been doing double booking for a long fucking time, and it makes no sense. I had somebody try to explain to me why airlines double book, and they just couldn't. Here, let me see if I can. Airlines double book. Why do airlines double book? See if the AI can come up with something. Airlines overbook flights, also known as selling more seats than there are on the plane, to compensate for no-shows and last-minute cancellations. This practice is based on a complex system that analyzes historical flight data for passengers on specific routes. Overbooking can help airlines maximize profits and also piss off fucking customers. I get it. No-shows and cancellations. Cancellations are one thing. No-shows, they paid for the ticket, right? So who fucking cares? They're hoping that somebody doesn't show up. That's a moronic way of doing things. Now, it's never happened to me where I've gone to sit down and somebody's sitting in my seat and they have the same seat number as me. I would lose my fucking shit. And this customer got onto the plane and they're like, oh, wait, nah, you shouldn't have been on here because we basically kicked you off. I don't understand that. That makes zero sense to me. Listen, I don't know airline stuff. For me to even try to wrap my head around this stupidity, it's just going to make me look even dumber than I actually am. But it seems pretty fucking basic that you don't sell a seat twice. Am I wrong on that? Am I taking crazy pills? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. It's ridiculous. Come on, guys. Airlines. And it's not by mistake that they're doing it. They're doing it on purpose is the thing. And it's all about money. So they got bad publicity. Here's the thing. People are still going to fly. They're not going to lose anything out of this. But to add to the equation of you guys are double booking people still, because you're hoping that people cancel at the last second or people just decide not to show up so then you can still get extra money. The fact that you guys do that is a joke. But then to add, like I said, to add to that equation, you got the Boeing bullshit still going on. You got planes like, you know, losing shit, like in bursts of flames. Just pick a week. It's happened. It seems like it's happening once a week. The other, I think it was last week, there was a flight in Oklahoma, I believe it was, where all of a sudden it just plummeted down to 525 feet, just barely above the skyline of, you know, all the businesses in Oklahoma City. It's like, come on, guys. What the fuck is going on with the airlines? The double booking is ridiculous, and it's a slap in the face of customers. And that's one thing. But then the whole Boeing thing, which, by the way, it's fascinating to see the people that defend Boeing. Like, oh, that's just media hype. I don't know. Don't think it is. Is it media hype when you have doors falling off, the plugs on the body of the plane where, you know, they put a plug in there because they decided not to put a door there, and the plug flies off on the Alaskan Airlines. You got all these other things just happening where engine covers are just flying off. You're having planes do emergency landings and emergency turnarounds. All these things are happening. You have the Honolulu flight that happened where they plunged down to 400 feet before, thankfully, the the pilots were able to recover before it just decided to crash into the ocean. These are all Boeing things, and I'm missing a lot of them. It's absurd. There's some wicked shit going on. And now the governments are trying to decide, do we take legal action against Boeing? Because there's something funky going on. Oh, and don't mind all the whistleblowers are getting fucking offed. My goodness. Bad time to be in the airline business. Holy shit. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. But the double booking thing needs to stop. Come on. That's absurd. Oh, my God. I'd be fucking pissed. Imagine if you had somewhere really important. Listen, if you're getting in on the flight, you have somewhere important to go. I mean, don't assume somebody's just like, I don't know, I was bored. I figured let's just fly across the country. Why not? Nobody does that. If they do, they're not going to be on a, you know, Frontier Airlines or whatever. They're going to be on a private jet. So annoying. Screw you, airlines, for doing that. But we need to make more money. Well, don't know what to tell you other than go eat a bag of dicks. This is the headline that popped up. I drank my bestie's breast milk because it was on my bucket list. What kind of sick fucking bucket list do you have? And I want to see it. Holy cow. Let's see. Drink my best friend's breast milk. Check. And now get shat on by a cow. Okay, that's on next on my bucket list. What is wrong with you? Why? That's if you don't have the bucket list in there, okay, maybe. I've taken a lick of breast milk. I did. When my son was born, we adopted, but we still wanted to give him the nutrients of breast milk, and we had a friend that had some breast milk that was frozen, and she let us have it, and when I heated it up, got it ready for him, I was like a little cat, got a little saucer, and I was like, that's what I did. Yeah, it was great. Then my wife comes in. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, ooh, and the milk is dripping down my face. I was like, I just wanted to know. I was so curious. It's healthier than cow milk. Now, the dairy industry will push back on that and say, oh, no. That's adorable. No, drink our milk. It's better for you. We fill it with a bunch of antibiotics and snot from the cow and mucus, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I'd rather, listen, it would be weird if they had human milk on the shelves at King Supers or Walmart or wherever. It would be weird. This one comes from, you know, it kind of describes the cow, not the cow, Jesus. That'd be fucked up. But it describes a lady that it came from. You're like, this is a redheaded white woman that lives in the Bronx, and she's got quite the attitude, but she's a very healthy eater. Right? Well, like, it would just be weird. It'd also be weird if they had, like, milking farms for, oh, God. Anyway, that's a weird image, and I apologize for putting that in your head. There's, like, a row of ladies juicing out their milk. Their milk. Although that, I feel like that would be a good gig. How was work today? I got a couple gallons out of these babies. All right, finally, they're paying off. Paying off. Well, I just offended and pissed off a lot of ladies today, and I apologize. Good news is I'm only not even halfway through the show. Not even halfway through the show. A woman is suing her boyfriend after he decided not to take her to the airport. This story is like a week old, but it's still lingering around a lot of websites. And it's because she wanted him to take her to the airport, but he was being a dick about it and didn't want to take her. And then she ended up being late to her flight, and she missed her flight. And now she's like, fuck you. we're going to break up and, you know, I'm going to sue the fuck out of you. Don't rely on other people. Take action into your own hands. I get it. He probably alluded that he was going to take her. Then at the last second, he's just like, I don't really like her anymore. So, nah, I'm not going to take her to the airport. What a dick. That sucks. I don't know what to tell you, ma'am, but that's not sue-worthy. Maybe in the United States, I guess you could probably get away with it. Yeah. But that's a bit of a joke for the legal system to accept that as a lawsuit. Fuck you, lawyers that are accepting, you know, lawsuits like that. He didn't take me to the airport. Then I was late and I missed it. Well, let's sue him. As they're sitting in the back quarters, smoking a cigar, feet up on the desk. Smells like cheap perfume and bad decisions in there. Classic. Allegedly. A 20-year-old Northern Ireland man broke a spud-sational Guinness World Record. What a dumb headline, but funny. By assembling a Mr. Potato Head toy in 5.15 seconds. I watched the video of this. A 20-year-old man was so excited, he jumped out and was like pumping his fists. Like he just accomplished, you know, turning air into water or water into wine or, you know, dolls into sex slaves. I don't know. Something like that. He's just like, yeah, I did it. I did it. You put a Mr. Potato Head together really fast. Good for you. It makes me wonder how sad is your life that that's what you spend your time doing. I got a Mr. Potato Head. Let's see how long it takes me to put together. And like, who noticed it first? Like, dude, do you see Carl over there? He is fucking fast at putting Mr. Potato Head together. Well, this is in Ireland, so they're like, did you see Todd over there? Look at how fast he's putting together Mr. Potato Head. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's pretty fast. We should probably get him in a Guinness World Records or something. I don't know if you guys know this, but that was not actual audio from Ireland. That was me. You're welcome. I know what you're thinking. You're like, wow, that dude's got skills. I am a master of disguise. I just look at it this way. Are you really that proud of yourself? He's not hurting anybody. I get it. Do you use that to pick up chicks? I don't know if you know this, but I'm a Guinness World Record holder. Oh my God, that's so sexy. For what? Well, in 5.15 seconds... Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? I can put together a Mr. Potato Head toy. Do you want to do me or what?
No. No, I don't.
Jeez. Can you imagine? This is my boyfriend, Kyle. He's really good at putting together Mr. Potato Heads. What?
Yeah, I'm really good, Mr. Johnson. I can put together Mr. Potato Head in 5.15 seconds. What can you do, Mr. Johnson?
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
Thanks, honey. My goodness. What a dick. Again, he's not hurting anybody, but holy crap. That's not something you put on your resume that you can put Mr. Potato Head together in 5.15 seconds. Imagine if that's where he peaks in life. That's going to suck. Because it only goes downhill from there. What do you do after that? Well, I'm putting together Mr. Potato Heads in the back alley, you know, for money. And then sometimes I have to jerk people off. Okay? That's my life. It's my life. Anyway, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state. Boom. Seamless transition. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And you got to swing by High Society right now because... You can purchase up to an ounce of flour or 8 grams of concentrate. Consume what you like and then take the rest home. How cool is that? High Society has something for everybody with a wide selection of flour, like I was saying, pre-rolls, concentrates, and edibles. And they provide everything you need to consume it with. High Society also has like 7 big screen TVs. So when you walk in there, you can watch your favorite sporting event, maybe even host a watch party. It's really cool, really chill, just a fun place to be. You can also rent Nintendo Switches. They got tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes. And of course, they have a quarter arcade that is just awesome. They got pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. You got to go check out High Society. It's such a cool place. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. Open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product needed. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. A woman in Japan is suspected of violating a traffic law for riding an electric suitcase on the sidewalk. I think that's funny. I know it'd be annoying if you saw somebody zooming down the sidewalk on an electric suitcase. But better than being on the street and then just getting your ass run over. Depending on the busyness of the sidewalk, I guess. Because if I'm walking along, all of a sudden some dickhead just runs into the back of my heels. Oh my God, I'd be pissed. But the reason kind of what popped in my head of why I wanted to talk about this is when I worked at the radio station a long time ago, Alfred Williams worked with us, and I think it was like Bud Light or somebody dropped off this cooler that had a motor attached in a steering wheel. And Alfred Williams, former NFL defensive end, I don't think he played linebacker in the NFL, but just a big dude. Just a joy to be around, just a contagious laugh. But that being said, he got on that thing and was riding it all around the studio, all to the other studios, and he drove it all through the sales area. Like, he was just all over the building in that thing. And he's this big dude who's like 6'6", 200-some-odd pounds, just a big football player, right? And he's just like giggling, riding around, running up on people, making noises like, beep, beep, get out of my way. It's so funny. So funny. So, as I knock over my water. So that's what popped in my head. It was just like Big Al doing that. But I've seen people. Well, it's kind of annoying when you get people on the road, like the actual road, that you're like, dude, you shouldn't be on the road. You're going to get hurt. I've seen people on electric scooters that can barely go 20 miles an hour. They're in a 45 mile an hour zone. I'm like, Jesus, dude, you're going to get your ass ran. You're going to get smushed. You're going to get smushed like a fucking mushroom in Mario Kart. I don't know why I said that, but you know what I'm saying. But that's what like the thing that popped in my head. It's also like there's a kid on this block that we live on. And he's like maybe 7, and he has this like little motorcycle that he cruises up and down. And I'm like, I mean, it's not my kid, but I'm like, dude, I've told the kid, I was like, you need to be really careful around this area, especially, you know, certain part of the street. And I'm like, dude, some people are crazy. And he's just like, okay. And he still does it. I'm like, oh my God, poor kid. I tried. I can only do so much. Oh, so scary. But just have that image in your mind of a giant former football player riding around on a little electric beer cooler. Oh, so funny. An influencer, this is so ridiculous. An influencer contacted by 5,000 single men after she posted boyfriend application on her account and then decides to reject them all. They're not what she's looking for. What the fuck do you expect? Who do you think is going to respond to that? guys that she's probably not actually interested in. She's just doing it for attention. I'm not even going to say her name. How about that? How about them apples? Okay? How about you just meet somebody the old-fashioned way? You know, grocery store, a bar, you know, McDonald's. I don't know. Somewhere else. Real life. Quit trying to be like, I'm just going to do a social media post and they have to apply to me, be my boyfriend. You're going to get what you get. Okay? It's kind of like when you underpay your employees and then you're shocked that your employees suck. Well, you get what you pay for. Same thing with this. What kind of guys do you think are going to apply for this? Guys that are creeps. That's what. Now, if you're one of those people that applied, sorry. Sorry, but it's true. Would you ever apply for that? Like if some lady's just like, hi, guys, I really want a boyfriend. So here, fill out this application. Would you apply for that? I mean, how horned up do you have to be? I don't get it. Don't get it. Hey, real quick, I posted this on all my social channels, and it's kind of interesting. The state of Colorado issued $40 million worth of toll weaving tickets in the last 9 months. And I believe only $16 million of that has actually been paid. And if you don't know what toll weaving is, it's basically where you enter a toll lane in a non-designated entry point. And you don't exit at a proper exit point. $40 million. Now, what's funny is my wife just did this. Just did this like a week or two ago. And she got a ticket in the mail. If you pay it immediately, it's $75. If you wait beyond a certain point, it's like $150. That's what pays for the toll maintenance and whatever is these fees. So you break the law, you got to expect to pay the consequences, right? That's the way I look at it. I know a lot of people are like, well, fuck that, man. They shouldn't be ticketing people. Don't break the law. I'm always shocked the amount of people that defend DUIs. Like, don't drink and drive. How many times do you turn on the news? While it's all depressing for the most part, but how many times do you turn on the news and you see another story of people dying because of drunk drivers? Don't drink and drive. I'm guilty of it. I did it a long time ago. It's scary as shit. It's scary because there's drunk drivers that kill people during the day. Not to bring this episode down or anything, but don't break the fucking law and then don't complain about what the consequences are. It's clearly labeled on toll roads not to break the double lines. So, like my wife, she had to own it. She's like, I didn't know they'd get me. And it's the same thing, like DUI. You get a DUI, oh man, I thought I could drive well. Well, you can't. And you're lucky you didn't kill somebody. So don't break the fucking law. And it's like me, if I'm speeding or something, that's on me. It's nobody else. I shouldn't be go. They shouldn't even have speed limits. Blah, blah. People, come on. Just don't break the law. Just don't. And then you don't have this problem. Brandy. She's going, you better not talk about me doing this. I was like, oh, I'm going to. She was going to it was probably more than a few weeks ago, is when they were going to the Brooks and Dunn concert. And she needed to get over, and she's like, screw it. I need to get into this lane, otherwise we're going to be here forever. She did it, broke the law, got a ticket. We all get tickets for something eventually. It's not the end of the world. It's $75. I was like, pay that shit now so you don't have to pay double. But I don't know. I it's wild to me that $40 million worth of fines were in the last 9 months. I don't know what the math is on that, but that's a lot. That's just in Colorado. That's wild. I'm sure other states are even worse. Probably on the East Coast. You guys have a lot of toll roads up there. Anyway, thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And big thanks to High Society Cannabis, Dispo, and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. You know what? Today was a good show. I felt it. Feel good. My loins are very swollen with pride.
Fuck off, wanker.
What? Come on. Stop it. Anyway, you guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB, serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. It may lower your ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.